This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Free Talk Live.
Air guitar here on Free Talk Live.
That was the noise of his air guitar.
I guess that's, yes. Sometimes I'll do a guitar solo. Right. Sometimes I'll imitate the bass, be like boom, 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 boom. Yes, it is Free Talk Live, in case you were wondering. We're a bit giddy here in the studio because, well, it's been a really long week.
We're sleep deprived.
We are sleep deprived.
Oh, you have no idea how sleep deprived. I've been going 48 hours, man. I got a beard growing. I did take a shower today, but.
Thank you.
Yeah. Oh, man. I don't even know how my mouth is still my words are not even coming out, so.
I think I've done more intellectual work in the last 3 days, and by that I mean just trying to figure stuff out. Right, signal flow type stuff. You know, oh, where does the signal go after it gets here? Interesting. Oh, it doesn't come out there like it's supposed to? I wonder why not. What do I have to do to make that happen?
I'm mostly emotionally exhausted. Like, when I'm all alone, it's so unbearable. I've just been, like, curling up on the floor.
Well,
you know where to go. You know where to come.
Well, everyone's always talking about buy Bitcoin, buy Bitcoin, buy Bitcoin. Well, I'm sorry that that's boring, but how about earning some Bitcoin? How about getting paid in it?
Heck yeah.
That's the way. It is money after all, right? If you would like to earn Bitcoin at your business, AnyPayX.com is the way to do it. Your customers will love it. Everyone in town will talk about your store or your business being the Bitcoin store or the Bitcoin business, and it's just plain fun. Get the free app and start earning Bitcoin at your business. Visit AnyPayX.com. That's AnyPayX.com.
It's kind of a funny ad, especially for Keen. Well, there's so many stores that take
Derek
stuff.
J wrote it, right?
Yeah,
it's really
pay,
funny.
Guys. Yeah.
I love like the voice version where he says, "I'm sorry, but that's boring as hell."
Yes.
Yeah.
Every voice, you know, has a little different spin on it, and, you know, and sometimes we'll ad-lib a little bit, but, yeah, Derek J did write that. But do visit AnyPayX.com and start accepting cryptocurrency at your business. We've been talking about this article from the FreeThoughtProject.com. A ridiculous topic. Children who miss their virtual Zoom session school are being fined money. That's right, dollars. Some of them as high as more than $430. Now, you know, when I hear stuff like this, I go, is that legal? No? Is that, how can you...
You thought it was illegal, right? Child labor was like 1900-something, right?
Yeah. And the article continues, Mark Holzman, a district superintendent, explained that the children who can't afford to pay the fines...
Wouldn't that be 100% of them?
You would think so. ...must work off the fines... at a rate of $10 per hour.
Oh, my God.
Wouldn't that be illegal? Like, you're making him commit a crime at that point?
While
the employer would be committing a crime.
While performing community service.
That's insane.
So now we're talking
Now
we're talking about conscription.
I ran out of things on a really small military base to do for public or community service once, and I was, like, running out of time. So I literally worked at a horrible, stupid pizza shop for, like, 20 hours, and that was so annoying.
How is that community service?
It's not. It was just, it's the Federal Morale, Welfare, and Recreation has, like, a restaurant on Dugway Proving Ground, and it's so crappy, and I actually worked there before this, and that was, like, the worst, like, the lowest part of my life. Like, literally, that part of my life was awful because that job sucked. Then I had to do it for free just to, like, get my community service done. I was just like, wow, this is literally so stupid. It's not community service.
So if a fine is, you know, $430+ and a child needs to work that off at a rate of $10 per hour, that's over 43 hours of labor for a child who is already struggling to attend online classes. So think about this. They still have to attend the online classes and then carve out time to perform this 40-plus hours of work.
I'm always amazed at how hypocritical government is. It's like they have laws like that prevent 16 to 18-year-olds from working, you know, more than so many hours, and they have to get signed off by the school because it, you know, the because their work could interfere with their education. And yet then here they, as punishment, they make kids who are not doing well work while still supposedly getting an education. It's so hypocritical. It's
dear government, your education system is interfering with my work.
Just get rid of it. Just get rid of it all. You know, get rid of the education. Get rid of the child labor laws. You know, kids want to work? Great. Let them work. If they want to go to school, let them go to school. You know, it's up to each individual. You know,
don't force anybody to do anything they don't want to do. Period. That should be, I mean, this should be the fundamental tenet of any educational system, of any educational organization. Don't force anybody to do anything they don't want to do. This should be the basis of humanity, in my opinion. Don't force anyone to do anything they don't want to do, right?
Yep, I totally agree. Whenever I worked for YAL before, like right before I met you guys, everybody that I worked with was basically like a young Republican, and they thought they were libertarians. Like, I mean, all except like one girl, and this person was like arguing with me, like, yeah, I get what you're saying, Brian, and I get what you and Ian believe in and stuff, but like, it's just I don't think that there should be no government or no laws, and for some reason the subject of school specifically came up with me and this person, and I was saying, like, he was saying, don't you think that, like, people should have to send their kids to school or homeschool them?
You know what's crazy about that, though, is it's not that I don't even necessarily think that the idea is that there should be no laws. It's that there should be no laws that don't involve some sort of violence, right, against another human being, right? Yeah. It's okay to say, no, it's not okay to, you know, kill other people, right, against their will, anyway. But you know, it isn't. That's not morally right, and that probably should be illegal. But it should. They shouldn't be allowed to pass laws, you know, that like tell kids they have to go to school.
Or, you had me at they. You know, it's like allowed to pass laws.
I don't even think it's necessarily morally not right to not force people to send their kids to school, because maybe they just don't believe that their kid ever needs to learn math. Maybe their kid just is going to end up doing something else in their life. Or when they turn like 13, they can start learning math themselves. Maybe they just want to teach other things to their kids, or maybe they want to teach a skill to their kids. You know, I don't think that that is child abuse. Like, oh, I didn't learn math as a kid. Well, I can tell you what, I've not done math except with a calculator in the last 5 or 6 years I've been out of high school.
You know, most of what you learn in school isn't retained, you know, at the end of the day.
Right.
You pick up some basic skills like your ABCs and reading and a little bit of writing and maybe a little bit of arithmetic, basic arithmetic. But at the end of the day, you're right. What do most people use? And even if you go into the maths, right, like as a major in college, what are you using? Most of the time it just ends up being a calculator.
My, because I'm old, my teachers going to school would tell me things like, you have to learn how to do math long-handed.
Oh, yeah.
Because what? Do you think you're going to be able to carry around a calculator with you in your pocket wherever you go when you grow up?
Well, you know,
that I have a magic rectangle in my pocket that probably the least of things it can do is function as a calculator.
Do you know what the funniest thing was? When I was in fourth grade, it was basically about the time that GPS was coming around. Like, I think it had just gotten, like, deregulated, they just allowed for commercial use, basically.
Yeah.
So it wasn't really out yet. But the funny thing is, they were teaching us how to read maps. And all I was thinking is, at the time when I was learning this, is like, I didn't have a problem learning how to read maps. That wasn't a big deal. But it was just like, I know I'm never actually going to have any use for this, like, when I'm an adult. Because by the time I'm an adult, they're going to be, you know, cheap, inexpensive navigation systems. And what do you know? Never really had to use a map before.
Me either. Never have.
Yep. And now it's all built into the magic rectangle in your pocket.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's an interesting world that we live in. I'm still convinced that some guy who had many teachers tell him that there would never be a calculator in your pocket is the guy who invented the smartphone.
Oh, for sure.
I just feel like that happened. More Free Talk Live coming up.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Power grid failures and natural disasters, they happen too often now. Will financial collapse be next? What kind of emergency plan do you have for the next sudden food shortage? If you don't, it's time to prepare. At MyPatriotSupply.com, we make it easy for you. Our emergency food storage kits stay fresh for up to 25 years. They ship fast and discreetly to your door. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
It is Loopy, Free Talk Live. The exhausted edition.
I'm yawning.
We're all yawning.
Unironically, like while he was saying that.
In the studio tonight, it's yawning.
And Chris.
And sleepy.
I'm grumpy, actually. Are you dopey? Are we dwarves?
I'm dopey.
I don't know what's going on here.
Been are dopey
you,
all day.
Are you feeling smurfy? I'm not feeling smurfy. All right, so I got a couple of things to do. I wanted to tell you that you can join liberty-minded voluntarists, anarchists, and libertarians from June 28th through July 4th for ForkFest 2021 at Rogers Campground in the beautiful White Mountains of New Hampshire. ForkFest happens the week after Porcupine Freedom Festival, and ForkFest is decentralized, which means that no one is in charge. It also means there's no ticket costs. You just reserve your camping RV site or motel room with Rogers Campground for June 28th through July 4th. I can't think of anywhere better to celebrate Independence Day than around other freedom-loving activists in the Shire. You can relax and enjoy the camaraderie of like-minded people, or you can create whatever experience or event you'd like others to have. If you're planning an event for ForkFest, be sure to let others know in advance. You can connect with fellow ForkFesters via the unofficial Telegram chat or the ForkFest forum. Links to those are on the unofficial website, ForkFest.party. Mark your calendar for June 28th through July 4th, 2021, and we will see you at ForkFest.party. P-A-R-T-Y, not P-A-R-T-A-Y.
I can't wait.
Not party, it's party.
It's going to be so much fun.
I had a good time last year. I was only able to attend maybe 4 days, the end of ForkFest.
You attended the best 4 days, though.
I did. It's true. I'm hoping to attend a bit longer. I would like to go for the overlapping weekend there where ForkFest is still going on, and then it turns into ForkFest and then stay that week. But we'll see how it all turns out. That's my tentative plan at this point. We have been talking about this article from the freethoughtproject.com where apparently the school systems in some places have decided that a good way to get kids to attend these online Zoom classes until actual schools decide to reopen is to fine them.
Where did you say this is happening again?
I believe this was
Wisconsin?
In Wisconsin. Yes, Manitowoc.
Maybe they just like have some kind of a labor shortage right now, and they're just, that's actually a way to get the kids to work.
Sounds like China. That's so hilarious.
So the mother in this instance, Mrs. Higgins, was also given a letter stating that her license would be suspended if her son's fine was not paid.
Wait, what? Her like driver's license?
Driver's license, yes, correct. Yes.
What?
Yes.
Has anybody in this town ever like heard the definition of extortion? Like, that's what's happening to them. They're just like, well,
yeah,
education.
You know what? This is why I so adamantly object to the concept of driver's licenses and license plates and social security numbers and all these things, because they literally give government the power to mess anybody up in ways that are just unconscionable. The idea that your freedom, you know, to travel can just be suspended arbitrarily for your kid, you know, something that your kid isn't doing or isn't capable of doing, or your internet connection isn't capable of being sustained. That, you know, it's like, what is wrong with people?
Yes, so the state claims that having a driver's license is a privilege.
How can it be a privilege? People are dependent on those for everything.
Because
you know, not everybody lives in the city. Not everybody can walk to the grocery store. You know, some of us actually have to get in a car and drive to the grocery store. There's no way you can bring back all your groceries, especially if you have a family. You know, when the grocery store is 5, 6, 7 miles away or even further out.
Well, Chris, it's a privilege to drive on the roads that you're Or is to only have them to pay to build.
They force you to pay the roads that you don't have a right to drive on.
Yeah.
You know, the thing is, a lot of the roads actually are just, they were trails if you go back in history, right?
Yep.
Like, what gives the government the right to effectively, you know, make the decision that you don't have a natural right to utilize those trails, you know? I mean, just because the government paved the roads?
Badges,
I mean, come
and
on.
Guns, apparently, well, is the answer to your question.
Yeah, I mean, so does that mean if I get a gun, does that mean I now have the power?
If you put a badge on.
Well, we have badges, don't we?
Well, you have to put on a government badge and do what they say.
Oh, so you have to get one of their badges. And if I put one of their badges on, does that make me...
I think you first have to extort money from people. And then put on the badge.
Oh, and you have to get brainwashed.
Yep, and get brainwashed. Make sure you wear some sort of fancy sky cloth, you know, or an emblem that resembles a fancy sky cloth. For those of you who don't know what a sky cloth is, I mean a flag.
Oh.
The magic sky cloth that everybody worships. So Higgins, the mother in this story, was also given a letter stating that her license would be suspended. One more thing on the driver's license things. States frequently... even municipalities will suspend driver's licenses for all sorts of things like, oh, you got too many parking tickets, or, oh, you didn't pay the automated tollway, right? You know, when they scan your license plate as you drive across a bridge or something like that.
Got a bunch of those right now.
Yeah. And so when you go, if you do that in the state in which you have your driver's license and you go to renew your driver's license, they will refuse to renew your driver's license until you've paid.
Mm.
So, and that's not the only thing. There's many other things that states do surrounding driver's license and threaten to take away your driver's license if you don't do things. So, yeah, it's very crappy. So, anyway, they threatened, or they gave her later a letter stating that her license would be suspended if her son's fine was not paid. It seems the state's only solution to preventing truancy issues is to plunge already struggling families into debt and ensnare them into the system, thereby ensuring future failure. I can lead them to water, but can't make them drink, the mother said. I was under the impression that I was going to get help from the school, but oversight by a judge and Child Protective Services hasn't led to any attendance improvements.
Why would it?
The whole situation, she said, has left her feeling hopeless. Parenting is a full-time job, but this is a lot. It's taken a toll on me. Yeah. So parenting is difficult enough. And now you want to insert the state into it?
I wonder why she hasn't figured out homeschool. Is that illegal in Wisconsin?
It is not.
No, I'm just amazed. You know, the state literally is the thing that's undermining the ability of parents to, like, parent. You know? I mean, if you take away their, you know, all their time to actually parent, they're not going to be able to parent anymore. And that's effectively what they do with all these regulations and so on and appointments that they now have that they didn't otherwise would have had.
Yeah, absolutely. They get in the way. They insert themselves where they otherwise shouldn't be. They claim to have authority over everyone and everything, regardless of what you think. We've got more Free Talk Live on the way.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the EV stocks boom in the U.S. markets. The red-hot EV sector is on fire with no signs of slowing down. Here's just one example of what you can get with the information delivery system from Metals Industry Report. The electronic vehicles market could see a compounded annual growth rate of around 21.1% through 2026, turning into a multi-trillion dollar industry. Text tech to 48542 for more info on the EV market and to set your investment research strategy to hyper growth mode now with your free subscription to the Metals Industry Report. If you're interested in our hit list of the hottest stocks to look at in 2021, then text the word tech to 48542. Text now to get your free subscription from Metals Industry Report. We deliver the data directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. Text the word tech to 48542. Text tech to 48542.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
A House committee has taken up the rise in hate crimes and discrimination incidents against Asian Americans during this pandemic. House Judiciary Subcommittee Chair Steve Cohen of Tennessee, in his opening statement, says the rhetoric used to describe COVID-19 has played a major role in the hate crimes.
When politicians use terms like China virus or Kung flu, when they to refer to COVID-19, is the effect intentional or not of putting a target on the backs of all Asian Americans?
The hearing was scheduled before this week's deadly shooting spree in Atlanta. 8 people were killed, and 6 of them were Asian American women. President Biden has ordered flags lowered to half staff in honor of the victims. On Friday, Vice President Kamala Harris will join him traveling to Atlanta to meet with community leaders and support his American Rescue Plan. This is USA Radio News. The Department of Education has announced plans to roll back a Trump administration policy that granted only partial student loan relief to students that were defrauded by for-profit colleges. A senior education official said that the formula introduced by former Education Secretary Betsy DeVos was not granted an appropriate level of relief to borrowers. The department said it should eliminate about $1 billion in student loan debt relief from about 72,000 students. A new study may have found a simple way to combat COVID-19. USA's Dan Araki has more.
Researchers at the Massachusetts Institute of Technology's Department of Mechanical Engineering say that the virus may be vulnerable to ultrasound waves. The vibrations used in medical diagnostic imaging can cause the virus to rupture, collapsing its shell and possibly damaging the RNA inside. The scientists emphasize that their data is preliminary and that much more research is needed. I'm Dan Araki.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Channel there and discuss show prep with other listeners at telegram.freetalklive.com.
Place for Free Talk Live. We are normally a call-in radio talk show program where you can take control of the airwaves, except we've been recently terrorized, and thus a bunch of equipment was taken from us by terrorists, a bunch of damage was done to the studio by the terrorists, and we are operating basically on adapters and duct tape, paper clips.
And, just look at the windows.
moving blankets. a stapler was used. It's interesting times.
Looks like a storm came through and destroyed everything, and you had to cardboard up the windows.
Yeah. We have been doing a fundraiser to raise funds to help restore not only the studio here, Free Talk Live, but also the Bitcoin Embassy. If you wish to donate cryptocurrency, you can do so by sending to what's known as a vanity address. The Edge Wallet has provided this as a feature. I have created Captain Kickass at Edge. If you'd like to donate to the rebuilding effort of the Free Talk Live studio, the LRN.FM network, help us replace the gear, help us pay for the labor and materials that it's going to cost to repair the entryways and the windows and all that fun stuff, all the damage that's been done, not to mention all of the gear that was stolen by the terrorists. So if you like to Please donate to Captain Kickass at Edge. You can also visit thinkpenguin.com. If you make a purchase at the checkout, if you just make a note that you would like the profits to go to the Free Talk Live Relief Fund, Think Penguin will be kind enough to apply those profits to the rebuilding of not only the studio, but also the embassy.
If you use a credit card, you can also request an additional amount to be, you know, donated, and we can charge you after the fact, too. So just add it to the order comment. So say you want to, you buy a T-shirt and you want to add $300, you know, just say, please add another $300 donation to the card.
There's been a slew of people who have donated already, and I can't thank you enough for the outpour of support for the donations that have come in. We've tried to thank everybody on air who wanted to be or didn't mind being not anonymous, but if you do want to be anonymous, you can do that too. That's not a problem. We've had a few anonymous donations come in, and so I know you're listening. You mean the world to us as well. Thank you.
Thank you.
I also want to say thank you to Pizza Cake Man. He is the amplifier today. He is a silver level amplifier, which means he gives $10 a month. We only ask for five, or maybe he gives five. I don't remember what the levels are right now. But you can visit amp.freetalklive.com. We only ask for $5 a month. What this money goes to is to get this radio program on more radio stations. We're currently on about 185 radio stations. We could be on 200. We could be on 250.
We have been on 200.
We have been on 200. It's true.
Yeah, we could get back to that number.
We could exceed that number by quite a margin. It's really up to you. If you enjoy this radio program, if you enjoy the perspective of freedom, the philosophies of liberty, if you've partaken in the hosts and the co-hosts that we have featured here, the topics that we bring up and the perspective we have, please consider becoming an amplifier. There are some perks to the program over at amp.freetalklive.com. Thank you again, Pizza Cake Man.
Thank you. It's making me really sad even thinking about, like, the channels and everything, because I hear Ian all day, every day, like our roommate has been saying, all day, every day on the phone, calling radio stations just, like, nonstop.
Mm. Yeah, communication is a large part of, well, the communications business, right? And so, I've heard people talk about Ian, you know, when he's not around. And I've heard things that are like, you should really see this guy. He is freedom nonstop, all day long, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Freedom, 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 freedom is what he's about. So
I was so happy when I first met Ian to realize that it really is like every part of his life. Like, he's not just like a radio personality.
Yeah. Oh, no.
Yeah.
Yeah, this guy,
he walks the walk.
Amazing. He's, I don't know how, I still don't know how he does it. You know, if the only thing that makes me realize he's not a government agent is just because of how much time he spends on freedom. And you know that no government agent, no bureaucrat would ever spend the hundreds of hours a week that he's spending
and
on
make as much
freedom.
Progress
right.
as he needs.
Yeah, it's unbelievable.
That would not be something that they would do.
So I want to talk a bit about something that may help people gain a little bit more freedom in their lives, not necessarily from the state, but in other areas of their life. Sometimes gaining more freedom means adopting a new technology. You know, we talk a lot about cryptocurrency here. We talk a lot about decentralization, a lot about software and the internet. Well, this is from TechExplore.com. Wearable microgrid uses the human body to sustainably power small gadgets. Nano engineers at the University of California, San Diego have developed a wearable microgrid that harvests and stores energy from the human body to power small electronics. It consists of three main parts: sweat-powered biofuel cells, motion-powered devices called triboelectric generators, and energy-storing supercapacitors. All parts are flexible, washable, and can be screen-printed onto clothing.
Oh, my God. That would be crazy.
Would it be crazy to, like, buy a shirt and that's your cell phone battery? Right? Or a jacket, you know?
It's kind of gross to think of it being powered by sweat.
Well, it's really three components, so it's not just sweat. So heat and all that is involved as well.
If you have, like, a sweating problem, you can make even more.
Yeah, I mean, Now you've
now
taken
pays the sweat.
Yeah, now you've taken a negative and made it a positive. That's an electrical
like,
joke, right? Negative, positive.
People are going to be like, "I want to date her. She sweats a lot."
My phone's always got battery because my girlfriend sweats a bunch. The technology reported in a paper published March 9th in Nature Communications draws inspiration from community microgrids. We're applying the concept of the microgrid to create wearable systems that are powered sustainably, reliably, and independently, said co-first author Liu Yin, a nanoengineering PhD student at UC San Diego Jacobs School of Engineering. Just like a city microgrid integrates a variety of local renewable power sources like wind and solar, a wearable microgrid integrates devices that locally harvest energy from different parts of the body, like sweat and movement, while containing energy storage. The wearable microgrid is built from a combination of flexible electronic parts that were developed by the nanobioelectronics team of UC San Diego. Nanoengineering professor Joseph Wang, who is the director of the Center for Wearable Sensors at UC San Diego, and corresponding author on the current study, each part is screen printed onto a shirt and placed in a way that optimizes the amount of energy collected. Biofuel cells that harvest energy from sweat are located inside the shirt at the chest. Devices that convert energy from movement into electricity, called triboelectric generators, are positioned outside the shirt on the forearms and sides of the torso near the waist. They harvest energy from the swinging movement of the arms against the torso while walking or running. So, generating electricity just by basic human movements is what this is talking about. Supercapacitors outside the shirt on the chest temporarily store energy from both devices and then discharge it to power small electronics.
I mean, this actually could be getting people freedom from the state, at least in a small way, because, like, imagine, like, if you were in Texas during the snowstorm and you were like, wow, they turned my power off. A lot of people were, like, charging their phones in their cars and stuff. You could be walking around your house doing it, staying warm.
That's an excellent point. And there are many applications for this type of technology, especially if you combine it with technology that already exists. Like a lot of travelers and outdoorsmen, they already use portable solar power. So you combine that with something like this technology and just imagine what you could do with it. We've got more Free Talk Live coming up.
Hi.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCMteam.com. Enlist in GCMteam.com and save America.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Attention real estate investors. Do you need cash immediately? If you own one or multiple rental properties, you can use your equity to get cash out fast. The best part is we don't need tax returns or even a good credit score. At America's Loan Source, we are not a bank and we don't have bank rules. We make the decisions to loan you money and there's no limit how much we can give you. Some clients have gotten as much as $500,000 or more within days. Use the money any way you want. If you own one rental property or 100 and COVID has left you in a cash crunch, we can help you turn your equity into fast cash. Call now for details and close in as little as 10 days and get the cash you need. 800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. That's 800-507-6553.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Yes, it's the final segment of this Thursday night edition of Free Talk Live. The post-terrorist raid, theft, damage, kidnapping edition of Free Talk Live. We've been going, this is our third day now since the raid, or third show. We did do a show on the day of the raid. That show did not make it to air due to the theft and damage and otherwise attempt at disabling our ability to do so. We did make it back to the radio yesterday. We are on the radio still today. We will be on the radio again tomorrow. And hopefully we can begin to restore things like our internet audio streams and our webcam streams to things like DLive and Twitch. Over the coming days, I don't know how long that all is going to take. My priority was to get this back on the radio. I feel like we've done that, and so we will do more to restore the stuff. Also, the phones will need to be restored. We're working on doing that as well. So bear with us, and I hope you enjoy the content that we bring you post-terrorist raid. We've been talking about this article from TechExplore.com, where apparently some folks are making some technology that will allow you to wear things that will not only generate energy, but allow you to power your devices. And in the studio tonight, it's myself, the captain.
And Chris.
And Bonnie.
Now, this article continues, harvesting energy from both movement and sweat enables the wearable microgrid to power devices quickly and continuously. That's important. The Tribo electric generators provide power right away as soon as the user starts moving, before even breaking a sweat. Once the user starts sweating, the biofuel cells start providing power and continue to do so after the user stops moving. Pretty ingenious stuff.
Well,
Yeah.
How could it do without them moving? Is it just getting energy from the sweat at that point?
It's collecting and storing like a battery, right? Mm-hmm. And so, in theory, the body will generate more energy than, you know, whatever device you're trying to power, and then it'll store that stuff. So even when you stop moving, it's still got power to, you know, your device. Also, too, you know, we've seen this idea in movies like The Matrix, for example, where they turn human beings into batteries, right?
Oh, yeah. It wasn't The Matrix, wasn't it?
Yeah. So this is an extension of that idea, except without the creepy factor.
Yeah.
You know, they're not putting you in a pod and generating an artificial reality around you to keep you prisoner so that they can harvest your energy. No, in fact, you get to wear something that is comfortable and stylish that will power your portable devices, so it seems.
In Naruto, they also have a thing like that. There's like this big tree, and it's getting like it's branches down and getting all the people in cocoons, and they're dreaming like that they're having like amazing lives, so they're in like a matrix and it's powering the tree.
Wait,
spoilers
really?
Spoilers to Naruto, yeah.
Oh, spoilers. Well, so the article continues. When you add these things together, they make up for each other's shortcomings. Yin said, they are complementary and synergistic to enable fast startup and continuous power. The entire system boots 2 times faster than having just the biofuel cells alone. And it lasts 3 times longer than the triboelectric generators alone. So they're using these 2 different technologies, combining them together because they're complementary. The wearable microgrid was tested on a subject during 30-minute sessions that consisted of 10 minutes of either exercising on a cycling machine or running, followed by 20 minutes of resting. The system was able to power either an LCD wristwatch or a small electrochromic display, a device that changes color in response to an applied voltage, throughout each 30-minute session. Greater than the sum of its parts, the biofuel cells are equipped with enzymes that trigger a swapping of electrons between lactate and oxygen molecules in human sweat to generate electricity. Wang's team first reported these sweat-harvesting wearables in a paper published in 2013. Working with colleagues at the UC San Diego for wearable sensors, they later updated the technology to be stretchable and powerful enough to run small electronics. The shirt harvests and stores energy from the human body to power small electronics. The nanoengineers call it a wearable microgrid. The generators are made of a negatively charged material placed on the forearms and a positively charged material placed on the sides and the torso. And as the arms swing against the torso while walking or running, the oppositely charged materials run against each other and generate electricity. This is the basics of electricity. So if you ever see like an old time photo of like New York City when they first got like streetlights, what you'll notice is that there are a whole bunch of wires sort of, we'll call them power poles, right? In the air above the walkways and that kind of a thing. And they used to require, before alternating current, they used to require 2 wires. One wire was the positively charged, and the other wire was the negatively charged, and they had to work in concert with each other. That's the same application of what they're talking about here. They're just putting 2 different, you know, patches of material. One is positive, the other one's negative. And then as your body moves, the positive and the negative create the electricity needed for these devices. And that's where the supercapacitors come in. They act as a reservoir that temporarily stores the energy from both power sources and can be discharged as needed. So this is the battery that we were talking about a little bit earlier. Imagine the biofuel cells are like a slow-flowing faucet, and the triboelectric generators are like a hose that shoots out jets of water. The supercapacitors are the tank that they both feed into, and you can draw from that tank however you need to. All of the parts are connected with flexible silver interconnectors that are also printed on the shirt and insulated by waterproof coating. The performance of each part is not affected by repeat bending, folding, or crumpling, or washing in water, as long as no detergent is used. So, you'll have to give up the Tide Pods?
So, wait, you have to wash your clothes with only water if you want to wear this sweaty stuff?
Currently, it says as long as no detergent. detergent is used. So I'm assuming you can still use things like baking soda, you know, natural cleaners and stuff like that that folks like to use. You know, before things like detergents were invented, folks used to just use that kind of stuff all the time.
Yeah, I can get behind that. I thought they were just saying, like, no type of anything other than water, and I was like, I don't see how that's getting it clean.
Yeah, I'm with you on that one. The main innovation of this work is not the wearable devices themselves, Ian said, but the systematic and efficient integration of all of the devices. We're not just adding A and B together, calling it a system. We choose parts that all have compatible form factors. Everything here is printable, flexible, and stretchable, matching performance and complementary functionality, meaning that they are all useful for the same scenario, in this case, rigorous movement, he said. Now, I know the athletic sports apparel industry is pretty large. Now they're able to add a technological component to that. So imagine like a tracksuit, right, that can power something, maybe your cell phone or whatever. Or, like you're saying, in some sort of an emergency situation, imagine even just like first responders being able to wear something like this that illuminates their outfits. Hunters even, right? People who get lost at night, at dark time, right? People who walk, you know, during the dark. Bicyclists, things of that nature, could all benefit from something like this. There are other applications. This particular system is useful for athletics and in other cases where the user is exercising, but this is just one example of how a wearable microgrid can be used.
Also, just camping. I just thought of that.
Yes, camping would be great as well. Any outdoorsman type activities, right?
Hmm.
What were you going to say?
I was just going to say if you didn't have any type of like way to charge your phone.
Yes.
Especially like what if you got lost in the woods if you're like out there camping or hiking or something?
Yeah, the researchers are working on other designs that can harvest energy while the user is just sitting inside an office, for example, or moving slowly outside. So, like we were saying, that was the there are many use cases for this.
Yeah. Sorry, technicalities.
Yeah, sorry, I hit a wrong button there. That's my bad. We're getting
muted.
Yeah, we're getting to the end of the program here. Thank you all for tuning in. I'm excited about this particular technology because I think it'll help you be a freer person, not necessarily from the state, but just in general.
I also like walking every day, so it'd be pretty cool.
Indeed. Thanks again to everybody for listening and tuning in. Thank you for your donations and the outpouring of support from the community. This has been Free Talk Live. Thanks.
See everybody tomorrow night.
Look, you hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus.
That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net. To get our one-liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.